Hey everybody, Chris here from Violet Films, and you are listening to V Radio, your stop for everything film. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about how to get your film noticed at film festivals. Now, some people ask me, how exactly do you get your film into a film festival? How do you get it submitted? And is there like a process and stuff to go to? Yes and no to this answer. So my suggestion is, when you're making a film for a film festival and you know this is where you want to take your film, do something original, do something creative, do your best, put your best foot forward. Even if you don't have professional equipment, you don't have expensive stuff, like I've said in the past, figure out where your safe zone is, figure out where you can actually do things, and work there. Kind of like, if you know for a fact you can't make a movie that rivals Transformers, but you can make a movie that's like 500 Days of Summer, that's like a love story that has a little bit of comedy in it, do that instead. Your odds are you're going to have a better project, a better product, and you're going to be putting it out. When people have film festivals, what they're looking for is quality. They're looking for what you guys are doing with your film, what your film represents. They're looking for a whole bunch of different aspects of it, not just where you come from and what your background is. So another thing you need to understand is that some film festivals, not all, but some film festivals have a little bit of bias where they kind of look for filmmakers that are, have more of a reputation. They've had films under their belt already. Some film festivals go to the point of like, okay, you know, that's my friend. I'm going to just put their film in over somebody else because I know them. And not a lot are like that. There used to be a time where film festivals were really like that. It was really hard for first timers to get into it. And now not so much anymore. There's a whole bunch of festivals or online festivals. There's things you can do to get experience to where when you go to another festival, you can be like, hey, I have all these festivals under my belt. Even if they're just online festivals that you never have to attend. 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to get in your first film festival in one that's online versus one you have to actually physically attend first. It's going to be easier. Another thing you can do is you can look for local film festivals in your hometown. If you have like a college film festival or an indie film festival in your hometown or county or a small film festival, do those as many times as you can and kind of get your footing in there to where when you go to a bigger film festival, you can have tags on like, you know, your film. For example, one of the first films that I did, Cairo Rinrin, professionally, is a horror film, and we submitted it into a Merced College Film Festival that was for free, and it didn't win anything, but it got, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, this is a really good film, really this, and we started submitting it and shipping it off to other film festivals. Finally, we sent it to one of the big horror festivals in California, and it got accepted, and it was up there with the likes of, like, huge independent film festivals from, like, England and everywhere else. And it was kind of funny sitting back because all these films that were showing before ours had super long credits and a whole bunch of people that worked on them. And our film literally was 4 people. We only had 4 people to work on this film because it was done in 2 days. And we just did it, you know, kind of just to do it. But we took our time. We made sure we planned everything out in pre-production. And we put out a good product and people loved it. And it's won awards. It's gone around places. And I'm very, very proud of it. It's going to be actually online for everybody to check out this summer because we're taking it out of the film festival circuit and putting it online on YouTube for everyone to check it out. And we're making a part two. So, you just got to look around and kind of shop around for the best film festival that fits you. Also, keep in mind of what film festival you are entering. If you're going to enter a film festival that you know for a fact has guidelines for like families, or they have like, okay, this is a superhero or a Comic-Con film festival, don't submit a film that has excessive gore, excessive violence, excessive nudity, excessive stuff that you know is going to get it disqualified. There is some festivals that you're allowed to do that in, like, for example, the horror festival. The one we did was the Love Horror Film Festival in Sacramento. And that one is the sister film festival for, you know the Sacramento Horror Film Festival, the big one that goes around. And those ones, I mean, you can get away with nudity, you can get away with this, you can get away with that, and stuff like that. But there's some film festivals that you can't get away with that. So be very careful of what you're entering and look for what you're doing as far as what you need to submit. So those are just some tips and stuff for your film festivals. We'll go over another part of that segment later on this afternoon. I'll have some more of an in-depth of what websites are what's best to use. So you guys take it easy, have a great day, and remember to keep filming.